The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I want to thank you. And I want to especially thank everyone who's been with me since day one. This show is it's our third birthday. It's been a up and down 3 years. There has been many highs and there's been a few lows. I've enjoyed each and every minute I've got to spend with you. The last couple of weeks when I was at work and there was other things going on, I missed you. I miss engaging with you. I miss talking to you about things. I miss when you come and tell me I'm wrong and where we disagree and having a conversation. I'm just so thankful for each and every one of you that you tune in and you spend an hour, 90 minutes with me each week. You invite me into your house and we have a conversation. So to everyone, to thank you. To everyone at The Blaze who's involved in this show, who makes this show possible, thank you. To Dom and Glenn for giving me a chance 3 years ago. I still don't know why I'm still hired, but don't tell them, right? I want to finish today's show by just sharing a personal story with you and maybe only talking to you to maybe one person this might be relevant to. And I want to share it because life is hard. You know, when you're going through tough times, when you're going through adversity, it is really, really hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. When you are having problems, and I know this from both sides of the equation, one from trying to help other people, but also from being the person in the adversity, there's very little anyone can say or do. Sometimes it's the most lonely feeling in the world going through this. And you know, when people, you know, if you tell people your problems, you reach out to a friend and you go, hey, I'm having these problems. And, you know, they offer some well-meaning advice or, you know, it's always hard to know what to say, but, you know, it tends to always be cliche. And, you know, you'll hear things like, it'll be okay, tomorrow's another day. You know, keep fighting, keep the chin up. You also hear, you know, if people talk to you at scriptures, you'll hear, this too shall pass. I want to tell you, while it all sounds like the biggest bunch of baloney when you're going through it, and it makes absolutely no difference to you, it is actually true. It just means you have to learn stuff. And sometimes the battle inside is about seeing how much crap you can put up with and not change as a person. Or if you do change, change for the better. The last 7 years of my life have been low after low. I don't talk about my personal life for many reasons, and I'm not going to start boring you with my sob story. But I have had more lows over the last 7 years than anyone will ever know. And when I was going through those lows, you think a lot of things. You have the emotions, the feelings. But one of the worst feelings I had was nothing will ever change. That this is just as good as it gets. And that what I have right now, if I can just hold on to it, even though it's crap, even though it's really bad, if I can just hold on to it and not lose anything more, I can survive. It'll be okay. And then another kick would come. I'm here to tell you, if you're going through something tough right now, I'm here to tell you, I don't know how long you're going to be going through it. I don't know your situation. I don't know your story. But it will pass. I hope for your sake it doesn't take 7 years that it's taken mine to pass. but it will pass. I'm also here to challenge you, if you're going through a tough time, to challenge you to be a better person than I was. My biggest regret over the last 7 years, in many ways, is I didn't dream big enough. I accepted my hand. I tried my best to play the hand that I played, but I got so into a mindset of nothing good will ever happen. Because I'd been kicked so much. When you get kicked and you're kicked in the ground, you know, everyone always says, you know, when you get kicked to the ground, you just have, it's all about getting back up. And there is truth to that. It is. I can say I got kicked to the ground a lot over the last 7 years, and I got back up each and every time. I'm not saying that, well done me. I'm saying that as, it's not enough. Sometimes when you get kicked, getting up isn't enough. You have to keep striving for something better. And you have to start chasing your dreams. When I speak to people today and privately, it really does scare me, the amount of people who don't seem to have a dream, don't have something to strive for, don't have something to get better for. How many people do you know, or maybe you are one of these people who've just accepted the status quo in your life? I don't know how, but we need to start encouraging. Sorry, I can't say we. I need to start encouraging people more. We live in a world where it's so easy and popular to demean people. To be happy at other people's pity. To be happy at other people's bad luck. To be happy at other people's bad news. If you're going through a tough time right now, I'm here to tell you it ends. It might end today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. I don't know the road ahead of you. And there's going to be things that are going to be out of your control. But if you are going through that tough time, try and make yourself look for a dream. There is light all around us. The problem is, we don't see the light when we're going through a tough time. It's your mindset. It's like you've got glasses on. Or at least this was what it was like when it was me, when I was going through it. I tried my best to be positive, but I could never be positive about myself. It's why I self-deprecate a lot. It's one of my biggest faults, people tell me. It's my go-to default position. I'll self-deprecate. It's just who I am. I can tell you why I do it. There's a long reason, list of reasons for that. And we're not going to get into that today, but it's hard to be positive about yourself. But it's also hard to look at yourself in the mirror and kind of go, you know what? I'm not happy with me. And then actually sit down by yourself and have a conversation with yourself, which is very uncomfortable, saying, I'm not happy with me, but I want to be better. Because I have a massive opportunity in front of me. You only have one life. And it's a life that you're not even guaranteed an amount of time. In today's world, it's a lottery to get past the womb in some places. Some places, it's a lottery to live past your 10th birthday. You're not guaranteed a week on this earth. You're not guaranteed a month, a year, or 10 years. How many people actually act that way? How many people actually, when they leave someone, when they leave their colleagues at work, or when they go, I'm going home for the day, I'll see you tomorrow. How many people act in their daily lives when they talk about work or they talk about stuff at home and they go, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll get to that next week. I'll do that next month. I'll start that diet next week, next month. I'll look better next year. How many people put things off? I know I do it. I know I do it, and it's because of time. We have to understand there is no tomorrow. You're not guaranteed anything. You're not guaranteed anything. If you're going through a tough time right now, please reach out to someone. Please get help. Please get support. Please know your life has meaning. Your life has purpose. You are here for a reason. I don't know your reason. I don't know what you have to do, but you have a purpose. And I also know, despite all the problems in this world right now, which there are many, you have more opportunities in front of you and more possibilities than you have ever had at any time in the past. If you're having debt problems or you're having life problems or you're having relationship problems, you control them. You can fix them. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying, hey, if you just do this, you know, if you take my magic pill, you'll feel... No. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it is as hard as hell. But that's life and nature's way of saying, how much do you want it? I can relate to this from the gym. You know, when you're tired and you're sore, I want to be better looking than I am. I want to have bigger arms. I want to be more healthy. I want to be less fat. You know, but I'm tired. I'm sore. That's life and nature's when my body's going on. How much do you want? How bad do you want big arms? Do you just want to say you want them? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to go through the pain? Are you willing to go through the grueling workouts when you're tired, when you're sore, when you're hurt, when you're not in the mood, when there's part of you in your brain going, you know, I really want big arms, but, you know, that sofa's looking mighty appealing. I could just go lay down for an hour and sleep. Which do you want? I don't know who this is for, or if it's for anyone, but I felt compelled to share this today. Life isn't easy, but life is filled with opportunities. If you take nothing from this last segment, then you just take this. Just remember, you're loved. I can't speak for your friends. I can't speak for your family. I can't speak for people around you. I can't speak for your online community. I can only speak for me, and I love you. And even though I may not know your name, I may have never interacted with you, and you may have listened for 1 week, 1 month, year, 1 year. You may have listened to me since I was giving interviews years ago. I may have never come across you, but I know something about you. I know one thing about you, regardless of who you are listening right now, regardless of whether you're young or old, regardless of whether you're white or black or Hispanic, or you could be the color of the rainbow, regardless of whether you're a Christian or whether you're a Muslim, whether you're an atheist, whether you're a deist, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you're gay or straight or you don't have any, whether you're a male or a female, I don't care, all of that stuff. I know one thing about you. I know one fundamental thing about you. And it's the same for everyone who's listening. You have greatness inside of you. You have amazing abilities inside of you. I know this because I know my God doesn't make a mistake. I know this because it is proven time and time again. The only question that about that greatness is whether you will use it or not. It's whether you actually use your talents and get more, or will you bury it in the sand? That is the only question, but you have greatness inside you. I may never meet you, may never talk to you, but I can tell it to you. You have to believe it. You have to believe you can achieve great things. You can do anything you want to do. You just have to believe. And also, because no one ever says this anymore, you have to be willing to pay the price. You have to be willing to do the hard work. You have to be willing to go through the pain and suffering. If success was like a candy, everyone would get one. everyone would be successful. It's the people who work harder, who work quicker, who work smarter, who work better that are successful. It's not just about saying I want something, it's about doing it. But just never forget, you are loved and you have greatness inside of you.
Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on demand.
The Blaze Radio Network.